There is a new Tom Cruise film out this weekend called American Made, which is said to be the story of a commercial pilot turned drug smuggler by the name of Barry Seal. Is that an accurate statement, or is the film a mashing of a story about a real person combined with a political spin to attack the legacies of people like former President Reagan, George H.W. Bush, and others? Tom Cruise says the entire story is true. My next guest counters that claim, and he's probably pretty expert to do so, since he's the FBI agent who led the hunt for Barry Seal and has written the true story of that hunt, long before the film, by the way. His book is Smuggler's End. We say good morning to Del Hahn. Thanks for being here today, Del.
Hey, good morning. Nice.
And again, Del's book, Smuggler's End. And I notice your book, as I said in the intro, was written quite a time before American Made, the film, was made. Did the film folks ever tap you on the shoulder and invite you into the party, or did you find out about the film just long after the fact?
I found out, you know, after the fact. I was never consulted on the film. I didn't expect to be.
Well, yeah, as I said, you know, the facts versus the mission of the producers and the screenwriter for American Made seem to be two different tracks. As far as what you know about the film, is there any amount of fact to it, or do they just use a flimsy foundation and they go off on their wild tangent?
Well, I haven't seen the film yet. I read the review here in our paper this morning, and I don't find any evidence to corroborate what their theme is, which is that Barry was working for the CIA hauling drugs. I didn't find that evidence at all. He was hauling drugs, there's no doubt about that. And he did have one brief encounter with the CIA, and that's when they put cameras on a plane he used to bring a large load of cocaine back into the country as part of an undercover operation at the time he was an informant. That's the only connection that the CIA has with him that I can find.
So give us the background on Barry Seal. As I mentioned in the introduction, you were one of the FBI agents who were looking for him, going after him. And what was his story? What was he all about? What was he doing? And why, based upon what you were able to learn, why did he do what he did?
Well, he had been a pilot for TWA Airlines, and he got involved in what turned out to be a U.S. Customs off sting operation down in New Orleans. He was going to pilot a plane that was supposed to take a load of munitions to Mexico or to Cuba, whatever, for the revolution down there. He got caught, and that caused him to lose his job with TWA. So he's a very skilled pilot, and I guess he wasn't going to let his work in the air go to waste. So he started smuggling first marijuana, pills, and things like that back in about the 1976s. I think I saw him testify once that about 1976, he started smuggling small loads, and then he got caught in Nicaragua and put in jail for almost a year for trying to smuggle about 24 kilos of cocaine. And he claims that on the way back, he met a man named William Roger Reeves, who was a smuggler, and that's how he got into the hauling big loads, bigger loads. That's the story that we put together anyway, and that's partly what he tells.
I was looking, based upon what I've been able to read about the film, I was looking at the reviews too, and American Made incorporates the Iran-Contra situation, Oliver North, Reagan, George H.W. Bush, the CIA cast goes on from there. Then I come across this little tidbit that I don't think too many people are being made aware of. The director of American Made, Doug Liman, he is the son of the Senate's lead counsel in the Iran-Contra hearings.
Right, he's Arthur Liman's son.
Yeah, that's kind of a coincidence, isn't it?
Well, he might know some things from his father, but I don't think the hearings were public matter.
Yeah, exactly.
A lot have been written about them.
I mean, this could range. I mean, if you want to get into the conspiratorial, you can say that is only because they couldn't take down Oliver North and the Reagan administration. Is this bitter grapes on the Liman family, or you can go that way? I guess you could say, but I mean, and I understand too. With films, you have creative license, for example. But if you compare, what's a good analogy? Goodfellas, the Henry Hill Mafia story. If you compare, this would be like Henry Hill saying, "Well, yeah, I did the Lufthansa heist, but then I hid the loot in my mother's basement."
That's similar to that. In Hollywood has to put together something that, you know, that'll sell, that people like to go and watch adventures. So you have all the license you want out there, but it's a made up story. It's probably going to be a good story because I like Cruise and A Few Good Men. I've seen that a bunch of times. But I like him. But they can do whatever they want out in Hollywood to make a movie, to make it sell.
But do you think this is just an attempt to attack the Reagan administration, the conservatives, the right, the government is just masquerading under what's supposedly a factual biography, but in fact it really isn't?
Well, there might be a little bit of that in there. I mean, I really don't know, Doug Liman, what his philosophy is. But I suppose that could be. But I just know from what I've learned in the last 20 years working on the book and then 2 years working on the drug task force that went after Barry and convicted him finally, is I never saw any evidence that he actually was employed by the CIA. He has testified in federal court under oath on at least one occasion that he had no knowledge of ever working for the CIA. The CIA has denied that he worked for them. People will say, well, they can deny it. Nobody can prove otherwise. And that's what the problem is here, that he didn't work for the CIA. He's a negative. You can't prove a negative with another negative,
True. Anyway. Odell Hahn, former FBI agent who was the lead in the hunt for Barry Seal, who's the topic and subject of the film American Made, being released this weekend, starring Tom Cruise. Dell's book, with the facts and the reality of the situation, the true story, Smuggler's End, available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, whatever your favorite means of obtaining a really exciting read, and a little bit of, recent history as well. Again, it's Smuggler's End, and you get your favorite bookstore, you're listening to Issues and Ideas. How big of a deal was Barry Seal in the drug trade? Was he, because you hear that 24 kilo, for example, that's usually a daily light load for the DEA when they do a bust.
Well, that is, and he's basically what he told us and what we learned is that during his heyday, he didn't fly him himself. His pilot, his former brother-in-law, actually made about 25 flights, carrying about 300 pounds or kilos of cocaine, 25 times. And after his conviction, he stood on the steps of the federal courthouse here in Baton Rouge, and he said he brought 20,000 pounds of cocaine into Louisiana, and he did it all by phone. And he couldn't understand why he was going to have to go to a halfway house. Now, his principal pilot told me it's more like 17,000, but that he said it very like the brag. So it's a lot of cocaine, anyway. If it's 17,000 pounds or 20,000 pounds, it's a lot.
Oh, yeah.
He was one of the top ones back in the 80s doing that.
And he was, playing obviously with the baddest of the bad guys too, and getting into that mix, which, as you'll read in Dell's book, was partially the reason that brought the end to Barry that he wound up having to deal with, which we're not going to tip off here because I want you to buy Dell's book and read the facts and Smuggler's End. Reading your career too, Dell. I mean, along with being part of the Barry Seal story, there were certainly bigger things you did with your career too. You were there on the ground floor when the RICO Act came to play, and even before that, part of your military career, you had you on the 38th parallel, staring at the both Koreas. And with everything going on with Korea right now, just for last off-topic question, just because you have such a, you're part of history with that side of the situation way back when, what's your view or feelings about everything that's happening with the Koreas right now?
Well, only hope that people don't have to go back there because it gets pretty darn cold in the winter. I was there in April of 1954. That was 7 months after the shooting, so nobody was shooting at us, but the living conditions were not that great. We lived in a tent, which was actually was rather interesting. But I wouldn't want to go back there, not to fight and hump those hills. And I don't think, I don't know what this guy, the new Kim Jong-un, his daddy wanted a war of unification that never happened, or after an attempt and it was stopped, which was the Korean War. So I don't know what he's going to do now. I know that those people can't lose face, and the insults that have been traded back and forth between him and our president, they're interesting, they're funny.
Yeah, people have to realize in North Korea, that whoever is, whichever member of that family is the leader of the country, they're looked upon, no matter how rotten the living situations are for everyday people, those leaders are looked upon as a god.
Yes, he is. I think that's how they view Kim Jong-un.
Which is sad to say, but happy to say that in spite of films like American Made being released, which play around with history and truth and facts, Dell's book, Smuggler's End, if you want to see read the real story about pilot-turned-drug smuggler Barry Seal, Smuggler's End is the book to get, because this is the guy who went after and was able to get Barry Seal as part of the FBI effort, leading that FBI effort. Get the book on Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble. If you're one of those odd people, still go to a local bookstore. You can get it there as well. Dell, you served our country in a variety of ways, as I've learned from your biography and the various things written about you. Thank you for doing that, and thank you for giving us the truth about Barry Seal.
Okay, thanks for the interview. Appreciate it.